The recession has been good for one business, community colleges, which are cheaper than four-year schools. So enrollments are soaring, but their funding is not. NPR's Greg Allen reports that may lead to a lot of disappointed students this fall.
The fall session is still weeks away, but you wouldn't know it from the activity at the registration and admissions office on the campus at Miami-Dade College. At 7 a.m., an hour before opening, students are lined up waiting to enroll and sign up for classes. Administrators say there are more students looking to attend this fall than they've ever seen before. In large part, it's because of the economy. Many who are out of work are seeking to improve their education so they can get better jobs. There are also students who, in better times, may have gone to college at higher-priced institutions. Julio Tortone is an incoming freshman who was accepted at the University of Miami, where tuition and fees are over $42,000 a year.
The reason I'm registering here is because there's no money, you know? I just registered right now. Hopefully, you know, I'll get the classes I want. I registered for the fall term. So we'll see how it goes, but I've noticed that the line is getting bigger and bigger every day, seriously.
The bottom line, tuition and fees here at Miami-Dade College total just over $1,000 per term for Florida residents. Across the country, educators at community colleges say they've often seen enrollments surge in times of economic slowdown. The size of this spike, however, is unprecedented, and it comes at a time when budgets are severely limited. Dulce Beltran is the registrar at Miami-Dade College.
As it stands right now, we have almost 39,000 students registered for the fall term, and we began fall registration only 2 weeks ago. And a quarter of the courses are already closed, with almost 2 months to go before fall term begins.
Enrollment is running nearly 60% ahead of last year's pace. Miami-Dade College has scrambled to hire instructors and add courses. At the same time, administrators have cut costs elsewhere and increased class sizes. Even so, Beltran estimates that 20,000 or 30,000 students won't get all the classes they need. 5,000 may not be able to sign up for any classes in the fall. With 80,000 students receiving college credit, Miami-Dade is the nation's largest community college, so the numbers here are extreme. But across the country, it's a rare institution that's not in a similar situation. At Broward College near Fort Lauderdale, administrators say they can't add enough freshman introductory courses to meet demand. Second-year student Wally Honorit says it's also hard to get a place in lab courses, such as the anatomy class he's taking for his physical therapy degree.
The first day I came in there, I think I was maybe 10 minutes early. I walked in the class was full. I'm the last person in the back right next to the door in the trash can. So it was like, man, you know, that was what's going on. You know, it's real competitive to even get a seat now.
At another time, surging enrollment might be seen as a boon. This spike, however, comes as state and local governments are steadily cutting their financial support for community colleges. A decade ago in Florida, the state legislature provided more than three-quarters of the operating budgets at community colleges. It's now dropped to about 50%, and Broward College President David Armstrong says even that support is shaky.
In the last 3 years, our state support has declined 22%, about $18 million.
To help make up that gap, Broward College raised tuition this year by 8%. Armstrong says he's hopeful that as the economy improves, Florida will restore the funding it's cut.
We'll have years to climb back out of this hole that has been dug in the budget, though, and the state is facing many other issues that compete with our needs in community colleges, universities and K-12. There's health issues and all the prisons and all the other things that the state has to budget.
It's a similar story in California, Arizona, and according to Norma Kent of the American Association of Community Colleges, at almost every one of the group's 1,200 member schools.
The state of Washington, for example, has experienced the highest budget cut for the community colleges that they've ever had. The state of California is in a very dire straits that you hear about every day, and they've projected they may turn away as many as 200,000 students this year.
Making matters worse here in Florida is that because of budget cuts, the state's 11 public universities have imposed caps on freshman enrollment. That's not possible at community colleges, where an open-door policy allows admission of anyone with a high school diploma or a GED. In Florida, California, and many other states, that open-door policy is now taking a beating, as thousands of students are being shut out of classes and potentially careers. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.